Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. All this weekend, we are taking a look back at some of the most compelling testimony from the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. Enjoy.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
It is closing argument day in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell, and we are going to examine what we have learned as far as what has transpired in the courtroom before we get the actual audio of it. And of course, when they do render a verdict, that will be broadcast live, and we'll be right here to give you that audio as soon as it comes out. Let's first take a look, and we're going to review what happened in terms of the prosecution closing today. Rob Wood, the lead prosecutor, painting a very chilling portrait of the defendant's alleged actions. The courtroom was hushed, the air thick with anticipation as Wood began. What does justice for these victims require? It requires a conviction on every count. The faces of JJ, Tylee, and Tammy projected onto a screen in the courtroom, silent reminders of the lives that were taken far too soon. Wood implored the jury to consider the timeline of the events, to connect the dots that bound the victims together, their deaths, all within a short time frame. We're painted by Wood as a calculated, sinister plan carried out by Lori and Chad. Wood pointed out that the beneficiaries of these cruel actions were none other than the defendants, who, of course, gained financially from the victim's demise. The salient point made by Woods was the repeated dishonesty by Lori Vallow about the whereabouts of her children. He told the jury she lied and she lied and she lied about where they were, and while she lied, she kept collecting the money. The implication very clear. The prosecution believed there was no case of accidental death or miscommunication, but a cruel and calculated murder for financial gain. Wood dissected Lori and Chad's communications to reveal what he argued was a shocking disregard for human life, displaying a text exchange where Chad referred to their spouses as obstacles. Would propose that Lori was the dominant figure in this twisted relationship. He argued Lori was in charge. She was in command. The prosecutor highlighted the disturbing nature of the couple's communications, conversations about the deaths of their spouses and children, interspersed with sexual text messages. Lori's apparent eagerness for her son JJ's demise, as inferred from her text asking Chad if JJ was at zero yet, was a chilling reminder of the cold-blooded nature of the alleged crimes. Wood argued that the motive behind these actions was not just money, but also power and control. He suggested that Lori and Chad used religion as a tool to manipulate others, while sex was used as a form of emotional control. This was evident in the grooming of Alex Cox, Lori's brother, who, according to the prosecution, was manipulated through religion to follow Lori's commands. It wasn't brought up in court today, but from everything that we've learned and know about that relationship, one could argue if sex was used there as well. In his argument, Wood also focused on the physical evidence of the horrific crimes. He presented graphic images of the victims' remains, including Tylee's bones showing signs of stabbing and JJ's body wrapped in tape. The jury was also shown Tammy's autopsy photo, which showed no signs of natural death, but bruises consistent with restraint. The prosecution concluded by reminding the jury of the overwhelming evidence against Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell. Wood urged them to consider everything from the text messages and financial transactions to the gruesome physical evidence. Justice, he argued, could only be achieved through a conviction on all counts. In his closing statement, Wood left the jury with a haunting question. Who could have killed these people? The answer, according to the prosecution, she's sitting right there.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We also have a summary of the defense that we posted for you here as well. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage in the trial of Lori Vallow-Daybell. And of course, we will have coverage for you as a verdict is reached, as well as courtroom testimony. The actual audio of that testimony as we get it from court, we'll be posting it here for you as well. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.